really have the fear of God?
هل أنت تخاف رب الحقيقة؟
Do you really have the fear of God?
هل أنت تخاف رب الحقيقة يومك؟
If yes,
لو أي.
Keep the answer to yourself for now.
خلي الجواب ده لنفسك.
If no,
لو لا.
We are going to learn.
إحنا مشتاقين.
How we are going to have the fear of God?
كيف نكون نخاف رب؟
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, keep this question. I will ask this question at the end.
ذكر هو هيسعد.
Do you really have the fear of God?
هل أنت تخاف رب؟
Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Isaiah.
الكتاب في إشياء. إشياء.
11.
11.
From verse 1 to 2.
واحد اثنين.
It says, بقول, a great shout will sprout from Jesse's tongue, from his roots a bounding brush. Go to the next verse. The life-giving spirit of God will hover over him, the spirit that brings wisdom and understanding, the spirit that gives directions and builds strength, the spirit that installs knowledge and fear of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And fear of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So fear here
is a spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not saying it.
I am
not the one who is saying it. The Bible is saying it. Fear is a spirit. It could be negative or positive. I will tell you how. Okay. Now, fear from God or being afraid from God is to do the things not just because you want to do them, but because you are afraid of God. Okay? Just like, for example, when you steal something. Oh, okay, let me say, when you steal meat from the pot, praise the Lord. You know that if your mom finds out, what will she do for you? What will she do? She will beat you, right? She will beat you.
Yes.
So here you're being afraid.
Has it been a bit high?
From her. Because you know that you did the wrong thing. And that she will beat you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But here, the fear of God is something different. It's totally different. It's totally something different. Okay, let's go to the book of Genesis. Let's see the first man. The first man that had fear of God in him. Genesis 22, from 1 to 3. Is this KJV? Yes. And it came to pass. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. Go to the next verse. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
By the way, what Abraham did, he was really fearing God. Why? Because as a human being, for him, Isaac was a gift from God. Why? Because God told him that I will bless you with a son and I will make you a father for all the nation. So when God told him that I want you to take your only begotten son that you love so much, the gift that I have given unto you, and I want you to go and present him as an offering to me. If I was Abraham, I would tell God, God, are you for me? Are you joking? How? You gave him to me. How can you tell me for me to go and sacrifice
Ibrahim was killed.
Or kill him.
Or not to do.
But Abraham did not do that. He didn't do that. Why? Because he was full with the fear of God. He was full with the fear of God. Now I want you to go, okay, this is the last verse. Okay. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Bible did not record that Abraham argued with God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He did not argue with God. At all. He did not ask that question. God told him, Abraham, take Isaac, go and kill him in the place where I will tell you. He didn't say anything. He rose up in the morning, early in the morning. Why? Because of the fear of God. Because of the fear of God. By the way, what he did, this is our time. You will never find anyone who will do that. Believe me. Why? Because in this our time, we don't have fear of God. At all. You do things in hiding without fearing God. You think that no one is seeing you. No one knows what you are doing. But God is seeing you. You don't have the fear of God. And this is the truth. As youth, we do a lot of things in the hiding places. Why? Because we don't have the fear of God. The spirit of the fear of God is not in us. The world is corrupted today. Why? Because we don't have the fear of God. Regardless of your religion. Regardless of your religion, if you have the fear of God, you will not sin. You will not lie. You will not lie. You will not steal. You will not commit adultery.
Zina.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No, it's fine.
Okay. If you have the fear of God, you will not let him sin. Why? Because you will fear that spirit. You will fear your creator. The one who created you. If no one is seeing you, he's there. When no one is looking at you, he's there. When no one is listening to you, he's there. So from today, I want you to go from here with the spirit of the fear of God. Why? Because if you have the fear of God, every other thing in your life will go in a direct way. It will not go in the other ways. The devil will not come and play with your life, with your mind, with everything that you have. Why? Because you have the fear of God. Now let's see the second man. The book of Genesis 39. From 7 to 9. Is the story of Joseph. We know Joseph very well. He was a man full of the fear of God. He passed through a lot of things. His brothers betrayed him. They wanted to kill him. They sold him to the Egyptians. But after all this, he forgave his brothers. Not just that. Now let's see what happened. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lay with me. Go to the next verse. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. neither has he kept but anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Believe me, if Potiphar's wife was in this our time,
so the hombre ahora,
if any other man other than Joseph,
lo haya tenido que Joseph,
they will fall for her.
Can I
why? Because fornication.
Sinfina
is full.
Marian,
in this our time,
sin abunda.
You will say to yourself, I will do it.
And how will?
No one is going to see me.
Or
Joseph would say, okay, no one is in the house. Even if they are there, we will just pay them some money. We will do what you want to do. And no one will know. Potiphar will not know. But Joseph, he did not just refuse. He ran. Why do you think so?
Because
he fears the Lord.
Because he was fearing the Lord.
Because
he had the fear of God in him.
Do well.
I don't know if you guys are getting me.
I'm not afraid to
hear
me.
If you're with me, I want you to have a prayer.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph ran.
Joseph Jera.
Why? Because he knows that if Potiphar is not there, God is there. If the servants are not there, God is there. If no any other one is there, God is there. And this landed him to the prison because of the fear of God. By the way, if you fear the Lord, a lot of people will be against you. Why? Because you will be doing the right thing. You will be faithful. Not just in open, but also
like
in secret. In your place of work, you will be faithful. You will walk faithfully. Even if your madam is not there. By the way, those who are working with Egyptian, when you work with Egyptian, they do one thing. When you are new in the work, they will test you. When you are cleaning, they will put money to test you. To see if you are faithful or not. If you take the money, they will know. If you didn't take it, they will also know. Fear of God. What are you doing? What are you doing that you are proving to the world, not just in secret, but openly, that you are indeed a child of God? What is it that you are doing? Are you fearing your God? Or are you fearing the people? Are you fearing your Creator? Or you are just afraid of people? Oh, what do people say? Okay, let me pretend that I am good. Let me pretend that I am obedient. Let me pretend that I am honest. Let me pretend that I am faithful. But to be honest, you are not faithful. You don't have the fear of God. If you have the fear of God, if people are there or not, you will still be you. You will not change. Not a bit. You will not change. Not in your attitude. Not in your words, not in your anything that you do, you will not change, not a bit, not a bit. You will be who you are, because you are full of the fear of God, of the fear of God. So I will ask you again, after all the things that you have heard,
bari kullu hajjata tasmikira.
Do you really have the fear of God?
Hai hakika juwan tena mahaba.
The question you should ask yourself.
ليس سؤالي أنك تسأل نفسك.
Be honest with yourself.
كن أمين مع نفسك.
Don't lie to yourself.
ما تدري نفسك.
Don't.
لا.
If any other person can lie to you.
أي زوجة ممكن يكذب لك.
Don't lie to yourself.
ما تكذبي نفسك.
Because if you lie to yourself.
عشان لو أنت كذبت لنفسك.
It will launch you to hell.
حيشيلك
لجهنم. And this is the truth.
وده الحقيقة.
Let's go again.
In
the book of Daniel.
في كتاب دانيال.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Chapter 1.
واحد.
Verse 8.
Tamanian.
Daniel chapter 1.
Daniel 1, verse 8.
Tamanian. Are you there? But Daniel proposed in his heart. Not he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the priests of the. Okay, let me start from the beginning. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Okay, just leave it there. I'll stop here. Praise the Lord. Daniel.
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 The great man of prayer.
Right.
He proposed in his heart. See, I told you. Don't lie to yourself. It is a matter of the heart. Daniel. No one was seeing. When no one was listening to him. Then he was taking that decision. He proposed in his heart. It is a personal decision he took. A personal decision.
قرار من شخصي
that he took that he does not want
إنه ما يريد
to be defiled by the king's meat
بحاجات الواقلو
why
لي
because he fears the Lord
خاف أو المخافة ربنا
because he was fearing the Lord
عشان هو كان إنه مخافة ربنا
here no one was looking at him ما بزوجك يا عين زملاء no one even knows when he took this decision. It was him alone in his closed doors. He put that decision not to be defiled with the king's meat or the king's wine. A lot of us today, the devil,
and the police,
he would bring a lot of things. If you love food, he will come with food. If you love jewelries, he will bring it to
you.
If you love music,
he
will bring it to you. Whatever that you love,
he
will bring it your way.
Why?
He wants to test you. Do you really have the fear of God?
And
actually, a lot of us
who
used to fail. Why? Because, first, we lie to ourselves. Second, we don't have the fear of God. So we defile ourselves with the things of the world, with the things of the enemy, with the things that the devil present to us. Why? Because there is no fear of God. Do you really have the fear of God? Do you really have the fear of God? You know, when I was reading the story of Daniel, I was wondering or imagining, if it was in this our time, they would bring all kind of meat. All kind of chicken. All kind of, let me say, furuki,
fish,
all kind of fish.
Okay, I want that.
They will put it in front of us. Believe me, none of us will be able to say no. And it's the truth. Why? Because we just love food too much. I'm not saying that it's bad for you not to love food. I'm not speaking.
But
there are times.
بس في زمن.
You need to say no.
إنك تقول لا.
There are times.
في زمن.
You need to take a decision. That no.
تقول لا.
I don't want to be defined.
I'm not
by the things of the world.
أنت لوني يوري أنا.
I want to fear God.
أنا أخاف.
I'm God alone.
بقول أنت
براس.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Let's go to the book of Daniel.
خلينا في دانيال تاني.
Chapter 3.
16 to 18.
Now let's see what happened here.
خلينا نعيد
Okay. Alright. It's not yet in the projector, but I will tell you the story. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's talking about the story of Shadrach,
Meshach,
and Abednego. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love the story.
Yes.
It's a popular story for us. King Nebuchadnezzar decided that he wants to make an image or a status of a golden kind of a god for everyone to worship it. And he made
Wait.
What is that?
Okay. He said that
Pugan,
if you don't bow to this God or to this status, you will be burned in fire. If it was in this our time, everyone, no one wants to die. Everyone will bow. Even if you know that there is God, you will bow. Because you don't want to die.
Why?
Because you don't have the fear of God. So, these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said to the king that we will not bow. We will never bow. That we have a God that we are serving. We will not bow to this status. And they said to the king, even if our God will not save us, we will still not bow. See this boldness. See this audacity. Who in this our time has this audacity to stand and say no to sin? No one. Who has the boldness to stand and say no to the devil? But Shadrach,
Meshach,
Abednego.
Abednego.
They had this boldness. They had this audacity. To tell not any other man, not just ordinary man, but the king. The king himself.
Because
you will not bow to this your God. We will not. Even if our God will not save us. See this kind of fear. See this kind of fear. That gave them the boldness and the audacity to tell the king that you will not bow to the image that you have set. You will never bow. And what did the king do? He was angry. He took them. He told his mighty men, come and carry them. And he told them that I want you to increase the fire 7 times. Increase it 7 times. But what did God do? If you have the fear of God, if you have the fear of God, if you have the fear of God, God will save you. God will save you from everything that wants to come and destroy you. It will save
hayakiza.
It will save him who hayakiza. Just as it saved
Zema who?
Daniel.
When they threw him
in the lions of
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They threw him. Because he had the fear of God in him. God shut the mouth of the lion. God will do the impossible for you. See how God saved Joseph. He lifted him. Not just from a servant when he was in Potiphar's house. He favored him.
Who?
He lifted him.
Rafael.
He became
who began?
The second
time
to Pharaoh.
Le
in the land of Egypt.
The Muslim.
See this favor.
Shuf
see this favor.
Shuf
why? Just because
Ashan
he had the fear of God. Just because
Ashan
he had the fear of
God.
So I'm gonna ask you again.
So
Hanasa Akan, do you really have
Al Haki Gaitenda?
The fear of God.
Mahafata Rabana?
Be honest with yourself.
Kun Abin Sa.
Be honest with yourself.
Kun Abin Sa.
Most of the boys. Sorry, I don't mean anyone, okay? I'm talking generally.
I'm gonna cut them.
Most of the boys. They are friends, we come and take them out.
I have a baby should.
And I'm not just talking about any other boys.
I'm not going to tell you about any
boys that are born again. That come to church every week.
But
they will go with their friends because they don't want to hurt their friends. Because they don't want to hurt their feelings. They will go with their friends and smoke. And go to parties and do all the bad things. Why? Because they don't fear God.
Because they don't
fear God. Because they don't fear God. They don't. Because if they fear God, they will bring their friend that does not have Jesus. They will tell them, my friend, what we are doing is wrong. Fear God. Fear God. Let me ask you. Who here? When your friend tells you, let's go and do this and that. All the things that you are doing, you used to tell your friend, I will not do it. Because I fear God. Because I have the fear of God. How many I want you to raise up your hand? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Only few. The rest. Put your hands down. Thank you. The rest. Thank you.
Shukran.
Because you're honest with yourself. God is seeing your heart. By the way, today I don't want you to go from here without telling God. And God, help me to fear you. Not just to fear you, but to fear you in truth and in spirit. Not just to fear you when I am with people. No, when I am alone. A lot of girls and boys, it is our time when they are alone, when they have phone, they used to watch a lot of bad movies, pornography. In the internet. And it's the truth. I'm sorry to say this.
I know.
That's truth. It's the bitter truth. You need to hear it. No one else will tell you. Because God loves you. That's why He's saying it to you. It's not my words. It's the words of the Lord. Do you really have the fear of God? A lot of us, we don't have the fear of God. That's why
شكرا.
We disobey our parents.
إحنا ما عندناش مكرم أحد.
Why we know؟
ولما إحنا بنعرفين.
It's not that we don't know.
ما عشان إحنا ما بنعرفين.
No, we know.
إحنا بنعرفين.
The Bible says.
الكتاب المقدس.
Honor your father and your mother.
إنه أسمع كلام
الله. In the law.
في رمضان.
But we still.
بس لسه إحنا.
Choose.
إحنا قاعدين نختار.
To disobey them.
إنه ما نسمع كلامه.
To even sometimes.
عشان
raise our voice and yell at them
as if
they are our children, as if they are our mates.
Why?
Because we don't have the fear of God.
If
you have the fear of God, you will fear your mother, you will fear your father, you will fear your pastor, you will fear your elder brother, you will fear anyone
that
is older than you.
Why?
Because
Ashan,
this is what God is asking you to do. He's asking you to do it.
Who gets her like in the time of
Kirim? But because we don't have the fear of God, we are living our lives
in a life.
Anyhow,
thinking
that because we are Christians, that when I die, it's okay. I will go to heaven. My friend, let me tell you. You are going straight to hell. You are straight going to hell. Because you don't have the fear of God. The spirit of the fear of God. You don't have it. I will ask you again. Do you really have the fear of God? Do you really have the fear of God? Let's go to the book of Revelation.
Revelation
21. Verse 8. Revelation 21, verse 8.
Rudia 21.
Okay. It says, but as for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the greatly lacking in courage and the cowardly submissive, and as for the unbelieving and faithless, and as for the depraved and defiant with abomination, and as for murderers and the lewd and adulterers and the practices of magic art and idolaters, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, and all liars, praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is what the Bible is saying. And all liars, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone. This is the second
death.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All the liars, all those who disobedient, all the adulterers, all those who do magic, all those who worship other gods, all those who teach false teaching, this is where hellfire. This is what the Bible is saying. Because if you have the fear of God, you will do none of this. You will do none of this because you fear God. Because you fear God. By the way, if you don't fear God, don't think He will make heaven. Even if you are a child of God, you will not make heaven. You will not. At all. I don't want you to deceive yourself. We have 5 points. I want you to pray now. We have 5 points. When you fear God, the first thing you gain is wisdom and knowledge. You will gain wisdom and knowledge.
Proverbs 9, verse 10. 9, verse 10.
Ashad.
What does it say? What does it say?
Proverbs 9. Proverbs 9, verse 10.
Yes, sir.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Yes. The fear of the Lord, Mahafatara, is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to have wisdom, you need to start to fear God, the Hafram. To fear God, the Hafram. When you fear God, you gain wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. The second thing, when you fear God, you gain favor. It has put in the Baraka, you will gain favor in God's eyes and in the eyes of people. You will gain favor in God's eyes
and people.
Just like Joseph.
Joseph.
He gained favor in the eyes of the Lord first. And then in the eyes of Pharaoh. And of all of the land of Egypt. He gained favor because he had the fear of God. And the third one, if you have the fear of God, God will answer you. Whenever you call on Him, whenever you call on Him, if you are in trouble, you call on Him, He will answer you. Because why? You are full of His Spirit. When you are in trouble, He will answer you. Just like Abraham. Abraham did not argue with him.
Abraham
took Isaac. When Abraham was about to kill
Ibrahim,
God told him, stop. God answered him. Sent him a ram or a sheep to kill it in the place of Isaac, because he was full of the fear of God. If you have the fear of God, God will answer you whenever you call on
Him.
Number 4, if you have the fear of God, when you have the fear of God, He will show up for you and He will say, He will show up for you and He will save you. Just like Shadrach,
Meshach,
and Abednego.
He
showed up for them and he saved them. Why? Because they had the fear of God in them. And the last one, if you have the fear of God, when you fear the Lord, you will make heaven. Why? Because if you have the fear of God, you will never do the things that will take you to hell. You will never practice anything that will take you to hell. You will make heaven. When you have the fear of God, let's all stand up.
And go forward.
We are going to pray.
Machine solid.
We are going to pray.
Machine solid.
We are going to pray.
Machine solid.
I don't know this word is for whom tonight.
And why
I don't know this word is for him tonight.
And why
but I just want to tell you that if you didn't have the fear of God,
it is
time to open your mouth and tell
someone in a
Father, I want you to fill me in the Spirit,
the
Roh of the fear of God. I want you to open your mouth and pray and say, that Father, we want you to fill me with the Spirit,
the Roh of the fear
of God. I want you to fill me with your fear, Lord. I want you to fill me with your fear, Lord. I want you to close your eyes. Don't look at the
everyone.
We are in the end time.